Welcome, and thank you for standing by. At this time, your lines have been placed on listen-only until we open for questions and answers. To ask a question, you may press star one on your touch-tone phone. Please be advised today's conference is being recorded. If you have any objections, you may disconnect at this time. I would now like to turn the conference over to Ms. Jenny Lyons. Please go ahead.
Thank you, Laura, and hello, everyone. My name is Jenny Lyons, and I'm with Public Affairs here at NOAA Fisheries. NOAA Fisheries is inviting public comment on our draft national bycatch reduction strategy. This strategy recognizes where we've been, where we are, and it also outlines the next steps we plan to take to continue to reduce and prevent bycatch. Continuing to improve on multiple fronts is consistent with NOAA's commitment to keeping our nation's fisheries among the world's most sustainable and a global model of success in responsible management. And with that, I'd like to introduce Dr. Richard Merrick, Chief Scientist for NOAA Fisheries. He's going to give us a brief summary of our news today, and then we will open for questions. We also have with us today Emily Menasches, Deputy Director of NOAA's Office of Sustainable Fisheries, as well as Lee Banaka, a Fishery Management Specialist with NOAA's Office of Science and Technology. Both of them may chime in to answer questions, and if you got our media advisory, you have the correct spelling of all of their names and titles, and if not, you can find that media advisory on NOAA.gov, or give me a ring right after this call at 301-427-8013. Just a reminder, though, this call is for working media only. If you are not a member of the press, you are welcome to listen, but please do not ask questions. This time is reserved for reporters. Okay, Laura, can you please explain the process for asking a question?
Thank you. To ask a question, please press star one on your touch-tone phone. You'll be prompted to record your name for proper registration. Once again, if you have a question, please press star one at this time.
Thank you, Laura. Now let's hear from Richard. Richard, please go ahead.
Hello, everyone. As Jenny mentioned, my name is Richard Merrick, and I'm the Chief Scientist for NOAA Fisheries. And I'm really glad you're with us today so we can talk about the National Fisheries Bycatch Reduction Strategy that we rolled out yesterday. But let me start with some prefatory remarks. Fisheries bycatch is a really complex issue. Even the word's complicated because bycatch is one of those words that means different things to different people. So let's start by talking about what that is. And we define it in a couple of different ways. In one way, bycatch is the fish the fishermen don't want to catch, either because they're going after a different fish or because regulations say they can't take that fish. Bycatch, as we define it, though, also includes harm to marine resources after they come into contact with fishing gear. That's any kind of marine resource. So when I say marine resource here, I'm including marine mammals, seabirds, corals, sponges, sea turtles, and fish, both the managed ones and the protected ones. So bycatch, like many of the issues that face us, is an issue that NOAA Fisheries cannot address alone. Our strategy that we've rolled out really involves working with fishermen, with our management partners, with researchers, and other interested stakeholders to find solutions to improve life for both the fish and the fishermen. That, in turn, will benefit our nation's economy. So reducing bycatch is really a win-win-win situation all around. So with that said, the draft National Bycatch Reduction Strategy that we rolled out yesterday provides a coordinated national approach to identify and address challenges at a regional level with NOAA and our partners, and it underscores NOAA's commitment to continuing to build healthy, resilient, and sustainable marine ecosystems. And let me emphasize, this is a national strategy, but we will be moving on to regional strategies to support it. And as an example of that, I'm actually talking to you from my science center in Seattle, Washington, at my Alaska Science Center. Lee is down in our science center in Miami. So we are a national organization, but we have a strong regional focus. So the strategy takes what we know, including those updated statistics that recently were rolled out in our National Bycatch Report update, and allows the United States to build on our 40 years of bycatch progress. And when I say United States, I'm not just talking about NOAA Fisheries, because the strategy commits NOAA and our partners to monitor and estimate bycatch rates in all our fisheries, both commercial and recreational. And once we understand what we're dealing with, we will research and develop solutions. And these solutions could be in the form of modified fishing gears or fishing practices that change, ones to make a difference. So NOAA is accepting public comments on the draft National Bycatch Reduction Strategy until June the 3rd. And once that strategy is final, we will work with our partners and stakeholders to then draft regional action plans. So for us, a regional action plan would be one for Alaska, one for the West Coast, Gulf of Mexico, Caribbean, East Coast, all those places where we do our business. So I'm sure you have some questions, so I'll pass it back to Jenny, and let's open it up.
Thank you, Richard. At this time, we will open for reporter questions. Laura, can you explain again how they can ask a question?
Certainly. If you do have a question, please press star 1 on your touch-tone phone. You'll be prompted to record your name. To withdraw your question, you may press star 2. Again, that is star 1 for any questions.
All right, so let's get started with questions. I'm not seeing any just yet, so I think you guys are pondering your questions and getting ready to ask it. We'll just wait just a second and let you set that up. But please feel free. This is your chance to ask the experts your questions related to bycatch. That's star 1 to ask a question. Come on, I know you guys have questions. All right. Well, I guess I don't know if Richard explained it so perfectly that there's nothing else to be asked, but okay. DJ, go ahead. We're going to open your line right now. And this is DJ Summers of the Alaska Journal of Commerce.
Hi, Jenny. Hi, everybody. I guess I'm wondering mostly what are some of the specifics of this national plan that you might be able to get into. Jenny, I'm sorry, my email server has been completely down, so I wasn't able to actually go into too much detail about what I'm looking at to ask any cogent questions, but if I get a little bit more specifics, I might be able to come up with some better ones.
Okay. So Emily is one of the key authors of the strategy, so let me pass it to her, to Emily Menashes.
Sure. TJ, happy to answer that. So the strategy, as Richard mentioned, this is a national strategy. It's intended to be very high level and kind of help organize and direct the work of NOAA Fisheries and our partners kind of going forward. The primary goal of the strategy is to guide and coordinate our efforts under the Magnuson Act, the Marine Mammal Protection Act, and the Endangered Species Act, so we're looking across multiple statutory mandates that we have to reduce bycatch and bycatch mortality, and also to encourage utilization of discards, both for the goal of maintaining sustainable fisheries and conserving and recovering protected species. So the draft strategy is broken into 6 different objectives, and Richard touched on them a little bit, but they're looking at monitoring and estimating bycatch, how we can improve our management measures, how we can address research that would support those management and scientific studies that we do on bycatch, also looking at the effectiveness of management measures, through law enforcement, through reviewing what we're doing and determining whether they do meet our conservation and management objectives, and then also improving communication so that there's broader awareness of what we're doing nationally to address bycatch and engage people in those discussions. So I know those are still fairly high level. We do in the strategy under each objective, there's a series of more detailed strategies that we'll be looking at. And then, as Richard said, really where the rubber will meet the road is when we get to the point of developing those regional action plans that will get into the specifics within each region of what we should be doing with our partners on both management and science activities. DJ, you're still open if you want a follow-up or if that
gets sure, you. Sure. I got plenty of following up to do, so that's perfect. I understand this is a high-level it's a high-level concept, but I understand that. I guess I'm looking for a few specifics about what specific actions are you looking to incorporate as far as what will be done functionally, boots on the ground, after this plan is fully developed that was not being done before.
Emily?
Okay. Well, I think we've done a lot of discussion internally on what we're doing around the country with bycatch and where people see opportunities. We've also, last summer, had an open comment period for the public and some of our key partners on where they see our national and regional priorities should be. I think the specifics of what you're asking about, though, are really going to get into when we do the regional implementation. So we're looking at this national strategy to kind of identify the priority areas that the agency should be focusing on. But then getting to these action plans, which we haven't developed yet, although we've been very straightforward that that's going to be a really key aspect of implementing the strategy. And that's where we're looking at our regional offices, our science centers with other partners such as the Regional Fishery Management Council to really be getting together and thinking about what are those focused investments of time and resources that we should be doing. So it's not directly answering your question because I don't think we're yet at that point. When you have a chance to look at the strategy, you'll see some of the more detailed aspects under each of those objectives, which might help you kind of see where we are trying to go on that aspect.
So let me chime in here, too. So a lot of my career was spent in the field dealing with bycatch issues, usually for protected species. But the sort of stuff that I would expect that the regional action plans to include would be both, you know, there can be management actions that require a specific gear type to reduce a bycatch issue. There can be research questions that, I mean, how do we reduce discard mortality of species X in fisheries Y? Are there specific gear changes that we need to test? And what we would expect would be those, that prioritization of research and management would come out of that combination of discussions between the center and the regional office and the Fisheries Management Council.
Thank you.
I understand.
That help?
Emily and Richard, I'm going to just say we've had a couple of new reporters just join in late. So for you guys who may want to ask a question, it's star one to get in line to ask questions. But, DJ, if you have something else, I think I interrupted you, so I'm sorry. Go ahead and...
Sure. So just to conclude, no, as a concrete example, when I was working in New England, similar sort of discussions between the council, the center, and the region led to development of a modified scallop dredge that would reduce loggerhead sea turtle bycatch in the scallop fishery. And then that led to a management action to implement it. It's those sorts of things that we'd expect to see in the regional action plans.
Yeah, and DJ, for example, this relates to what Richard was just talking about. One of the objectives in the strategy is to clarify our bycatch research needs and support research programs that meet those needs. One of the more specific items that we identify under that objective would be, we run an external grant program called the Bycatch Reduction Engineering Program. We just had a report to Congress that was released with the information from the last grant cycle. So one of the strategies that we're looking at is, you know, can we provide better guidance to external research partners about what the research priorities are so that as grant solicitations come forward, they can maybe be more responsive to identifying those management and science challenges that we may be able to provide funding for. So that's the type of level of detail that we're looking at in this document. And when we get down to those regional action plans, they may be discussing more specific what are the regional research needs that external researchers may be able to focus some of their resources on.
I understand.
DJ, we're going to let Margie Bowman with Fisherman's News ask the next question. And if you have more questions, please feel free, you or any of the other reporters on the phone, to just press star one and get right back in line to ask another question. But Margie, we're opening your line right now, so go ahead and ask your question.
Yeah, thank you. Unfortunately, I wasn't able to get online until right before you started the question period. So if you've covered this, I apologize. My question is, some of the groundfish fisheries have been working for years on trying to come up with gear to reduce the incidental catch of halibut and salmon, but have said that even when they get it working, there's only a certain amount of reduction on the bycatch they can get. As you complete this national strategy, is this likely to result in measures to lower the allocation or further restrict the areas or times were groundfish fisheries and other fisheries that take substantial bycatch in certain seasons. Is this going to restrict them or change things in other ways? Or is that something that is strictly left to the regional councils? Thank you.
And again, I think that since it's a regional action plan, that would be a combination of decisions between the council and the regional office. So it would still stay in the same sort of arena that is there now, in, particularly in Alaska. This is not meant to say that D.C. is going to start telling Alaska how to manage their bycatch. Lee, do you want to add anything?
Thank you.
No, I think that's right. I think the process with the council to work through very specific management challenges in those regional fisheries will still be the process to develop and implement those specific management measures. This is more of a national framework that's trying to guide nationally what we're doing, not, to, as Richard said, to impose specific requirements on any fishery. Margie, I can hear you typing away. Does that answer your question, or did you have a
yes, follow-up? Thank you. No, I'm good right now. Thank you.
All right. So right now, I am not showing any questions in line. So if anybody would like to ask a question, it's star one for your chance to ask the experts. You have them all on the line right now. And I'll just give you a minute to press star one and record your name if that's what you'd like to do. And for those of you who joined late, I believe I have your contact information, and I will also send you a recording of this press call following it. All right, well, going once, going twice. Oh, DJ, come on back.
All right. Yeah, that was like the fifth time I entered that star one. I've been freaking out thinking that you're going to leave me hanging. So what kind of commentary, what kind of specifics are you looking for? What exactly do you want from the public regarding these plans?
Emily, what are you envisioning?
Well, so we have the draft National Bycatch Strategy is open for public comment for a little over 90 days until June 3rd, and it's wide open. I think we want to hear from people about whether our focus is right. Do we have, are there things that we're missing in here that they think we should be emphasizing? What are individual perspectives on what some of the priorities should be? I think we'll take a lot of that information. We'll look at the draft strategy. We want to obviously finalize it. I could see some of that information that we get in through public comment feeding into the regional action plans as well, giving those groups who will be working on them some information about what the public thinks are priority issues to be focused on. But it's really wide open to try and basically get that input, have people understand both what we're doing, what we think is important, and what we think we should be focusing resources on. So the next question comes from Margie Bowman at Fisherman's News again, and if anybody else wants to ask a question, just press star one to get in line. Margie, you're open.
Yeah, again, apologies for not being able to get on earlier. When do you envision finalizing the whole document?
Emily?
Well, as I mentioned, the comment period is open for about 3 months until early June. I think we want to move on this fairly quickly. It's a priority for the agency. We have a lot of resources going into bycatch. We haven't committed to a specific timeline, but part of that is that we don't yet know what kind of input we'll get and what kind of consideration, how long it'll take to give all of that input appropriate consideration. But we are hoping to respond and have a final plan in a fairly timely manner. Great. If you'd like to ask a question, just press star one. I have no questions in line right now.
Just to add on to what Emily said, I will really push to get this done by the end of the year. I think it's important that we get this in place before the administration changes.
All right. Last chance to ask questions. I'll give you just a second. All right, and thank you. Thank you, Laura. Thank you, Richard and Emily. And Lee, is there, just before we go, you haven't had a chance to say too much. Is there anything else that you'd like to add?
No, this is Lee. I appreciate the interest from the members of the media. And I just look forward to seeing how the strategy is implemented and look forward to seeing the comments from the public. And the area that I'm focusing on mostly is the monitoring and estimation of bycatch. So definitely look forward to learning about, you know, concerns and ideas that people have about how we can better as an agency work with our partners to estimate and collect information about bycatch that's occurring in our federal fisheries. Thanks.
Thank you, Lee. And again, thank you, Richard and Emily, and thank you all of you for joining our call. If you have any other questions that you think of or you want, I'm going to go ahead and send all of you the recording of this press call when we get it, probably within about an hour. And if you have any other questions, just feel free to reach out to me directly. I think all of you have worked with me in the past and know my email. I'll just say it again. It's Jenny, J-E-N-N-I-E, dot Lyons, L-Y-O-N-S, at NOAA.gov, and my direct line is 301-427-8013. And thank you, and have a nice day.
Thank you. This does conclude today's conference. We do thank you for your participation. You may disconnect at this time.